This episode is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com and put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off. Free shipping. Lifetime warranty. You can't beat that, man. Just do it.
Bloody wanksters.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
Big D. Shawnee, the Queen. Drew Bailey. And Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
Welcome back, everybody. I am your man, Big B, welcoming you to another episode of the In Deep Show. So glad you are all able to join us. Yes, I said us, not rocking out alone. Today I'm going to let the crew introduce themselves. We are going to start with you.
Well, hello there. Oh, just kidding. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is Queen Neen. Thanks for listening.
And then we are going to go with you.
Hey, y'all know the voice. Smooth and sensuous and everything. Okay. Hey, my girls from the U.S. Congrats. Hey.
And that was Mark.
And that was Mark the Doc Wally. Yes,
okay, great.
Introduction just went straight into the diagnosis.
Yeah,
and you.
Me.
Yes. The little thing in front is called microphone. Kind of want to talk into that.
Yeah, I'm talking into that.
No, you're not.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Nope.
Is this going on?
Nope.
No?
That's why we need you to talk into it.
I am talking into it. This is... Oh, I can't go by Miss T. There's another Miss T.
Mm-mm. You went by your government name last time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't exactly put that out there. This is Tanya. I'm a rookie here. Just the guest today.
All right.
All right.
Got a little.
So we'll just go by Schlep Rock today. And,
wow.
Drinky McDrink-drink.
Over.
Stone cloud over you.
Drinky McDrink-drink.
You went back in the day with that one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. What was that?
You know, Schlep Rock always walked around with the storm cloud.
Right.
World's about to end. Just everything
was
doomed.
Was Schlep Rock the Flintstones or Charlie Brown?
What?
No, Flintstones. Well, Hanna-Barbera.
Okay, oh yeah, those.
Hanna-Barbera, whatever. Oh, yeah. Right. But Schlep Rock, yeah. He was on that, and he was on another one, too. Another cartoon.
Don't you believe it?
So, how's everybody doing? How's everyone's weekend?
You know, mine was pretty good, man. We had a good 4th of July. Went over to in-law's house. Took Buddy. He had a good time. Showed off. But we did an indoor cookout. We did all the burgers and all that stuff inside because it kept looking like it was going to rain and all that kind of stuff. It was pretty good.
So, you did it on the stove?
I didn't do shit.
Well, not you.
That's why I'm kind of glad they did
it on
the inside. I didn't have to do anything.
I'm going to be honest with you. That, to me, is like the worst thing ever in the history of man.
What?
To
fry. The worst thing ever?
Yeah, to fry. I mean, like, it like ranks maybe right below AIDS. To like fry
really?
Burgers on the stove and then sit outside and eat it like something happened outside. It's like the worst. It's no... There's no charbroil flavor in. It's just nothing. It's just some fried ass meat patty shit.
Well, all right.
I'm just saying, just me. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing on your festivity.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I dig it. And I'm not poo-pooing on those that don't mind that. I'm just saying. Hello. I'm just saying, I think it's
not for you.
Horrid.
Dreadful, even?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Anybody else want to talk about their weekend?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, I can, you know, you guys can talk about it if you want, or you can just let the listeners have my rendition of it, but it's up to you.
Well, on Saturday, I went to a 4th of July / cookout / going away party for my friend's son. So he's getting ready to join the Air Force. So I want to give a shout out to, well, he can't listen yet. I don't think he's old enough, but I will say shout out to, soon to be Lieutenant Kyle.
That's what he did, an ROTC program. He did an ROTC program or something.
I don't remember if he did that, but I know he's going into the Air Force. So.
I mean, to have some sort of ranking walking through the door,
well,
you had to have.
Well, that's why I said soon to be. So I'm just saying soon. I don't know.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, although he has taken, like, he's gone to like jump school and he's done a whole bunch of stuff. So he actually could be. I don't know. I don't know how that whole thing works out, but
so it's just gonna be private, walking through the door, and then.
But I mean, if he's already taken tests and he's done some stuff, there's still could be a possibility, right?
If he hasn't done a school that's accredited, that will give him a ranking.
Yeah, I think he has gone to. All right, he's done some stuff.
We don't know exactly.
As I said, soon to be. I didn't say exactly what he was, but I know he's done some stuff. So that's all I know.
All right, well, be safe. Godspeed and all that good stuff. Keep us safe from things that go bump in the night. And things that go, ah, la, 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 la. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have a little extra racism running over from this weekend.
Yeah.
It's not good. Well. Tani Tan, how was your weekend?
Yeah. It's kind of a blur.
Kind of a blur.
Yeah, sorry. I have nothing to report because I can't remember.
Really?
There was a lot of drinking involved.
Uh-huh.
There was a birthday involved.
Birthday involved.
Mm-hmm.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
If it's your birthday, make some noise. If it's your birthday, make some noise. If it's your birthday, make some noise.
Yeah.
If it's your birthday, make some noise. If it's your birthday, make some noise. If it's your birthday, make some noise.
But it was a good weekend. Good folks. Good drinks. Just wish I could remember more.
All right. All right.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to interrupt your birthday celebrations to come on and chop it up with us and the listeners. Stuff you
thanks for inviting me.
Your last appearance did generate some conversations. People were asking who you may have been and everything, and you know, not to be funny, but some people did say, can you tell her to speak up a little bit?
Oh yeah, okay. Okay, I'm hung over.
Sure, I'll get a little bit.
So your birthday was actually on the 4th?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yes. Man, that's cool.
I am a firework.
Well, all right.
You came in with a bang.
At least once upon a time.
Literally.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool. Too much. All right. Really? How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I feel like I can be, if I'm ever invited to be on this great show that I have yet to be invited on, I think my experiences this weekend should propel me to be a guest on Now It's In My Glass.
Now In My Glass?
That show too. I heard that was pretty good too.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, all right.
You need to tape your own episode for real. I'll let you do a guest host taping.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I'm moving up in the world, Doc.
I see. Congrats.
Oh, man. So, I'm a little bit little bit in recovery mode myself.
Yeah.
So, I went out partying with IDS members last night. And as they return safely to their homes, I continue to party. And I woke up in the gutters of the DC streets.
Wow.
At about 6 something this morning. Black people hustled and bustled their way to work. It wasn't a very prideful moment. But I'm alive and I'm here to talk about it and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's the most important part, though. You had a good time and you made it home safely.
Nobody had to bail you out.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah, that too.
That's good life.
I forgot about that.
That bail thing.
Wow. Hurting.
Wait, how long were you in the parking lot after we all left?
I don't remember.
I don't remember her pulling off either.
She didn't.
Wow.
Because, see, at first I figured when I kept looking back and I didn't see, I said, maybe she went the other way.
She did not.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Lord.
I think it was only a few minutes.
Getting her home safely. Luckily, you only live, like, down the street.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I don't remember.
As Queen will tell you, down the street means nothing to me. Because at the same time, because you guys live about the same distance but opposite directions.
Okay.
By the time she made it home, I was in D.C.
Wait a minute. Wait
right,
a minute.
That's what I said.
Wow.
But no, I wasn't balling though, for real. I just think I literally caught every single light. You know, once you get on 50, it's no lights.
Okay.
So yeah.
I mean, I guess that's possible.
I was doing my thing.
You
all right?
Cool, man.
You're something else.
Kids today.
Yeah.
All right. Just broke the computer. Let's see if I can fix it. We go. It works again. All right. Shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble. Not them.
Hey, wait. We're not 18.
We better get out of here.
Hating on me from the sideline. Nice try. Can't see niggas anyway. Too busy standing on my pride. I got a lot of shit to say. So I'ma start off saying this. I can give a fuck what a magazine say. Get off my dick. That's the tip.
Mm-hmm.
I see your pockets getting chubby, get the loan from me. Don't leave your bitch alone in the room with me. Tying rope, a comatose in a coma, homie. Little homie, bigger than your biggest homie. Rich homie, Quan told me, just get rich, your homie. So I'ma keep making millions, independent homie. The money greener than the reefer, Wiz Khalifa showed me. I'm up in London smoking skunky with some
real niggas only.
Niggas hating on me from the side. Line, nice try. Can't see you niggas anyway. Too busy standing on my pride. Got a lot of shit to say. So I'ma start off saying this. I can give a fuck what a magazine say. Get off my dick. That's the tip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with no broke bitches. I don't fuck with Hollywood niggas. I don't fuck with no gold diggers. Only fuck if she dope, nigga. I don't drive no Honda, nigga. Yeah. Only fuck with foreign bitches. Yeah. I don't drive the speed limit, nigga. Yeah. Always drive with my windows tinted. Yeah. I don't fuck with no petty change. Only fuck with them big faces. Yeah. I don't fuck with no right lanes. Cuban chains, Rolex faces. I don't
don't fuck with no ratchet bitches. Made back two classic bitches. I don't turn up on your time. Tina Turner, she smacking bitches. Bitches change like February. I don't dress like Tyler Perry. I don't wear no button up. Fuck that, even if she married. Pussy all in my vocabulary. She suck a wet like an aquarium. I don't fuck with no librarians. Shy bitches and talking parakeets. I don't fuck with no broke bitches. Yeah, I don't fuck with no petty niggas. Yeah, I don't listen to none of these bitches. Yeah, only fuck with my money, nigga. I heard niggas say numbers from the side. Nice try. Can't see you niggas anyway. Too busy standing on my pride. Got a lot of shit to say. So I'ma start off saying this. I can give a fuck what a magazine say. Get off my dick. That's the tip. I don't fuck with no broke bitches. I don't fuck with Hollywood niggas. I don't fuck with no gold niggas. Only fuck if she broke nigga. I don't fuck with no broke bitches. I don't fuck with Hollywood niggas. I don't fuck with no gold niggas. Only fuck if she broke nigga.
If I hit that ass,
you belong to me.
Bestie, you know what I'm saying? If I can knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shaking his shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit,
you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's coming out in the open now. Now, back in 2005, Mr. Cosby... he admitted, all right, to giving some ladies some lewds and some Benadryl. Okay, he said, you know, the ladies that he met, apparently his game wasn't too tight. He had to give him some drugs to, you know, get what he wanted. Now, this was back in 2005, but it's all coming out now. He admitted to it back in 2005, but for some reason, it's just coming out now. His attorneys, you know, tried to have them to block that shit. Huh?
Can we fact check those sources?
Actually, okay. That did just come out.
Right.
Quaaludes?
I didn't hear the Quaaludes part, though. Oh, I heard it was the Benadryl.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to do the Benadryl, the Quaaludes thing, but not on that lady. He gave her the Benadryl.
Yeah. Cassandra? I mean,
can you imagine? I mean, you. What? She ain't taste that? Either way, it. All I gotta say is, for everybody that was like, no, not Bill Cosby, what do you think now?
Yep.
Where do Cosby stands?
Right. Yeah, apparently he gave the lady 3 half pills of Benadryl.
Why just not give like 1 and a half? I mean, what was the extra effort to break that other pill out?
Maybe it fell like down on the ground, like underneath the table or something, so he couldn't. He was like, fuck it, I'll just give her this half one.
Right, but he gave her 3 halves. Why not just drop one?
Or maybe so will come on her slower as opposed to...
dissolve faster?
I thought it was 3 and then a half.
3 halves. That's what it said.
Oh, right, okay. I heard 3 halves,
too. Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe it was... or it dissolved faster.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know why I said she couldn't taste it. Because I was thinking liquid. So if it was probably like the old school pills, man, them joints probably knocked her out. I'm like, I take a Benadryl, like, now I'm like, I can't even get it together the next day.
Really?
I'm still drowsy. Like, I just not too long ago, I took 2 Benadryls because I was itchy. And I don't even remember falling asleep. And when I woke up, I was still groggy.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know.
Who wants to have sex with someone that's half drugged or drunk or...
Oh, come and hang out with me on a random Friday and Saturday.
That
and
is
I'll point out about
creepy.
50, 60 of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What else you got there?
But anyway, now it's coming to the light. It's coming to the light now.
Hold on, sir.
Oh, okay.
Before we go any further.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show me some money?
Yeah, I got you.
You got
me? I got you.
Huh? I mean, because the listeners...
What was the money for again?
They wrote in droves that, you know, you swore you didn't say something. when you said
something. I got you.
Oh,
what was it about? Does anybody remember?
About Mayor Mary and Barry and the summer jobs.
Oh,
program.
Okay. That you didn't say it, but you did say it.
Right.
How much was it? Was it half?
It was $20.
$20. It was not $5. It was like 20.
It was three halves of a 20. Yeah. I'm going
okay,
back.
Okay. That's even more. That's $30. So thank you.
Maybe that's. Did they start calling them Dr. Cosby then? After? You know. Hey.
He opened up his pharmacy.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm. He maybe was testing out the dosage and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but anyway, they said they kept it hidden back then. I don't know why, but they're saying that they didn't want to embarrass Mr. Cosby.
Well, they kept it hidden because they paid her, so they closed it. They closed the records. But
well, how can it come out now, though?
Because people are like, I remember I talked about it on RTR. They're saying the AP was trying to get the records unsealed, and apparently they were successful.
So all the rest of those ladies might have. Can they reopen those cases?
It depends on the statute of limitation. I think most of them. I think it was a little too late.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, none of those people that came out recently, you know, he hasn't been criminally charged.
Right,
so.
But they can still pursue civil things, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
so they still would probably have to kind of prove it though, because if I remember hearing correctly, he actually admitted
he did
to that, it. So that, he that, didn't admit that, to none of the other people. So right. So they would those people would have to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Once again, shit is happening with Bobby Christina. The Brown family is not able to go into the hospice room now. Okay, so apparently some photos got out of Bobby Christina being on her deathbed. And, of course, the Houston family is saying that the Brown families did it. Now, Bobby Brown can still go in there and see Christina, but none of the other Brown family can.
But doesn't that contradict everything? Because if they're not allowed in there, how did they get the pictures?
Well, they're saying they took the pictures. The Brown family took the pictures of her on her deathbed.
Right, but
because of that, now they can't come back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you, man.
Now they can't come back anymore.
Yeah. Did you guys also see the pictures that people were reenacting? I forgot what website it was. They were reenacting what, you know, may have allegedly taken place that night. No. Kmart tagged me on Facebook. I was like, I can't believe that, first of all, whoever leaked whatever happened, or people, I guess, I don't know if that was public record or not, but somebody actually reenacted what may have happened that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I guess, what's his name? What's the brother fiance's name?
Brother
Nick?
Husband.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
Right, like
Gordon.
Him hitting her, or her, like, pulling her up the stairs by her hair, her in the tub. I'm like, that was so damn tasteless. Like, I mean... Whether it was like real or not, you know. Mm-hmm.
And earlier this week, he said that night that it happened, they had been doing a lot of drugs and drinking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But that's just like an average Wednesday.
Yeah. And then he also went going to say that she did more than I guess everybody else that was there.
And that's just an average Thursday,
right? Oh, or okay. Maybe he forced. Well, okay, I'm not gonna get started because I was gonna say maybe he forced them after he had already killed her. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what really happened.
And you
now
know
we'll
what?
Never really know.
I was watching something. I forget the broad's name, and she was supposed to be real close with Bobby Christina. And she was saying that Bobby Christina was telling her that Nick Gordon was, you know, beating shit out of her from time to time. But she never went and told her family, and she never did this, she never did that. And but when her friend told her, well, why don't you just leave him or whatever, she always defended him and all that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, if you keep doing stuff like that, it's only gonna get worse, you know. So I don't know if dude, you know, had anything to do. But did she have any bruises on her when they found her in the tub, or was it just the overdose of drugs in it? I don't remember.
I don't remember any bruises, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they already they already said it was a homicide, right? No?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't think they can make a ruling until it's final, right?
But it's still up in the air, though.
I think so.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll pursue a direction once.
Yeah, they come to a ruling or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he gonna be the first one on the list.
Well, it's kind of weird. They said also said he went into their her bank account and took like what $10,000, $11,000 or that's, something like that's that.
It? Oh yeah.
I mean, that's it for
he
now.
He doesn't have any money.
No, he ain't doing
Whitney,
nothing.
Whitney ain't give him nothing.
If he leave did, him anything. I'm sure if he did, he probably already ran through it.
Because I heard some people trying to sue him. He must have something.
I don't know, but I know I remember hearing like Bobby Christina got, you know, got X amount of dollars on, like, let's say when she was 21, then it was going to be like 25 and then like 30. So he has to prove like they were married, but I don't know if they actually were married.
No, I'm saying by him being
Whitney's, no, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I never heard anything about him getting money from Whitney. They said she left everything to Bobby Christina.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sad.
For all you Empire fans out there, Marissa Tomei is going to be joining the cast of Empire. Yeah, that ought to be real interesting. Her name is going to be Mimi Whitman. Okay, she's going to be a demanding venture capitalist who becomes involved with the Lyon family drama. Mm. So that should be. I always like Marissa Tomei.
No doubt.
Yeah, especially after Cousin Vinny. That's my job right there. Her little biological clock is ticking. Wake up. Hey, wake up. But anyway, once again, congratulations to our girls USA soccer team. We did the damn thing. The women's.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Yay.
Is that the most amount of points scored in the USA, women's USA Gold Cup thing? Five? What was it, like 3 1/4 and then whatever?
It was the fastest hat trick. I don't know about the most points.
Oh, okay. It was the first.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Man, that game, by the time I even got to meet y'all, like, it's like, God damn. Oh,
done.
It's over.
Over.
I couldn't believe, like, they had scored, like, 5 points. I mean, like, 5 goals before I even, like, really had a chance to make any moves. I was like, what the?
Right.
So that means it was really, like, they were.
Mm-hmm. They were, and if I'm not mistaken, one girl scored, like, 3 of them herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's going to be getting them endorsements.
I hope so.
Oh, they coming. They going to
yeah,
be coming.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. She seems nice. I don't know what her name is, but I saw her on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. She seems very pleasant.
Yeah. Big up to that, girls. Well. That concludes my diagnosis.
Or women.
I keep saying girls, well, you know. Okay. What up?
Women's.
Women's. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up.
Let's go back to last week's IDS question. We put it up on Facebook and we have an answer from someone. Is it possible to use or waste all your love on the wrong person and not have enough, and not have any or enough to give Mr. or Mrs. Right when they come along? So think about that, Tanya. And I'm going to read the feedback from last week. It is very possible to use every ounce and drip of love towards the wrong person. I also feel it can prevent you from loving someone else with the same amount of energy. But if the right person came along and was well deserving of that ounce and drip, I think it's possible for you to gather up whatever ingredients and or elements of love to give to them. It's almost a proven fact that you'll bump into more than one man, woman that you'll love, that you'll waste love on than the one person that deserves it all. You have to be wise enough and open enough to realize that the one that needs your love has nothing to do with the person that once used you for your love. Some people use that quote unquote, I've been hurt before excuse to protect their heart. But sometimes you can protect your heart against a person with the intentions of taking it. Here we go. I'm gonna clear my throat. Hashtag MJ, not Sam. What is it, Bowie? Hashtag dust yourself and try again. Hashtag tell Curtis to chill on his laundry list. Hashtag don't burn it out. Hashtag Baylor never should have gave you niggas. Hashtags the great. Thanks, BTG, for commenting on last week's question. So, Miss Tanya, do you remember or do you need me to read the question again? Okay, it goes as follows. Is it possible to use or waste all your love on the wrong person and not have any or enough to give Mr. or Mrs. Right when they come along?
No. If you know how to love, shouldn't matter. Can't use it all. There's enough to go around for everyone.
So for people that say that they have nothing left in the tank or whatever, you feel that that's BS? Or
BS.
You feel that that's just maybe them just putting their hurt before their opportunity?
Could be several things. They just might not be that into that person. Smokescreen. Or that particular person just might not have enough to give. I don't know. For me, I think that's bull.
So you just manufacturing that love, like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just... Booyaka, booyaka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Can't blame it on one person. Mm-hmm. That's done. Over with. This guy, he's good. Open up. When the time's right.
Open what up? You were kind of low when you did your hand gesture. It was really low.
She's opening it.
That's why I know her hand gesture was real low when she did that. Uh-huh. I wasn't.
There's something about that chair that people that sit in that chair like to keep their hands.
At that level. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna stand.
That's what I'm gonna do. Doesn't matter. If you stand by that chair, it's the same effect.
Right.
It don't matter.
Okay. That's not me.
Okay. I have a propensity.
Propensity?
Propensity.
Yes.
To touch yourself and use your phone.
Zoinks.
Okay. Somebody hurt me really bad. Yeah, why do people say that? Can't tell people that information.
Someone hurt me really bad. Why not? I mean, why not be honest with someone?
There you go.
You know, that kind of just opens up to, okay, well, then I'll just do the same thing.
Oh, shit. And you know, I think a lot of times it's because you feel more for a person than they feel for you. And I don't know whether that was discussed, but you know, hey, you know, you think you found the right one and you just pour all of it into her, and then she might not feel the same way about you, and then all of a sudden she fucked my life up. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey,
it happens.
What are you gonna do? Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very well. Well.
Lonely Hearts Club. That was depressing. That was a depressing question.
Yeah, you're right.
Life can be depressing, my dear.
How about that?
It is.
Especially when we...
What was the hashtag? Dust yourself off.
Pick yourself up. Keep it moving.
That's
right.
All right. So we're going to get into today. I mean, listeners, if you still want to chime in, you know, the doors are never closed.
Yep.
Feel free to, you know, jump in.
The doors of the church are open.
Just if you just kind of let us know which question you're answering. So we won't get all like confused.
Right.
We're easily confused here.
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Especially on the Doc's Diagnosis segment.
Oh, hey. So. If they know the show, they know.
So let's get into to today's question.
Okay, today's question is not really a question. They wanted us to have a discussion. Okay. So they said...
how much are they paying us?
How about that?
I mean, this is still a question or a conversation that a Deepster wants us to have. How about that?
It sounded like work to me. That's all I was asking.
Oh, it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
I want y'all to have a discussion.
So they said we should talk about men. Well, that's not what they said, but to me, it's not really a question. So they said we should talk about men who live double lives, that they're married and they have a girlfriend whom they're in love with.
Is that a double life or is that a situation?
I think that's a double life. Or a double, yeah.
Wow. To me, that's like... All right.
It's a situation.
Either way, let's go. Let's talk. Who would like to go first?
Not me.
Right.
Hey, is anybody married here?
Yeah, I'm married, but
Oh, right.
I'm just trying to give a hypothetical situation because,
of course,
I don't mess around. I didn't say that. But
that's very good.
If I was married and in love with someone else, see, that's a very thin line, especially when you invested years and time and money and if there's kids involved. I mean, it depends on the girl too that you're in love with. If she's fine with, you know, you being married, doing what you do, you know, and if, you know, all parties involved are happy, fuck, keep doing it.
Everybody's
happy.
Well, I assume by a double life, he or she meant that, you know, they don't know, like the wife doesn't know. Because, I mean, if it's, it wouldn't be a double life. Yeah, it wouldn't be a double life if the wife knew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't know.
So.
Okay, so it's definitely married. Not yes. Like
married.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Married, and you got, like, you know, maybe, who knows? Maybe you may have put the girlfriend up in an apartment or something. I don't know.
I guess, I mean, what, my thing is, what do they want to know? I mean, this is like sort of everyday, like, happenings. I mean, this shit happens.
Yeah, I guess she or he, I don't know, wanted our input, or I guess, I don't know. That was it. So I guess we are to expound on it.
I don't know which sort of angle to attack her from. Like, I mean, okay.
Let's say it exists. Oh, okay.
I mean,
well, let's say that.
Are you the wife of?
Let's say that the wife knows, but she ain't cool with it. But let's just say she knows. I don't know. But then,
like you said, it's not a double life. It's like you.
Yeah.
You have to.
I'm trying to help this. Question.
I feel you. I'm just saying, it's like you just referred to earlier, or that maybe it wouldn't be a double life.
Maybe that the husband is like talking to one of his boys and he's torn and he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm in love with the girlfriend, but I'm married and I'm in love with my wife too, and I'd like to keep them both. I don't know what to do. And my girlfriend and my wife don't know about each other.
There's so many angles.
Is that your advice?
Let it ride.
Shit,
ain't nothing happening. Dog. If ain't no wrinkles, look, if everything is going smooth,
you know, eventually, y'all are sloppy.
Well, then we'll cross that bridge.
Okay, because I was going to say, y'all are sloppy. Man. You know you're going to get caught.
Oh, hey, yeah. I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
Well, I was not talking about you, sir. It's not specifically talking about you.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Ain't that what they say, baby? That's what they say, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's either the streets or the sheets, baby. You know how I do. It's like,
oh boy.
But hey, yeah, shit. But if you're in love with the girl, just tell your wife. You know, hey,
it's a lose-lose situation. If you're in love with the girl,
I don't think you should just
tell your wife. I mean, how much really you think that chick's going to be into you? You just cheated on your wife and left her for you. I mean,
do the same thing to her. Is it love or is it infatuation?
It kind of depends. I have some very miserable married friends. miserable, like almost abused. Wow. So
damn, she says with a laugh.
Yeah, like
whoa. Right, right.
I'm just thinking that wife is treating this guy pretty bad. He goes and finds somebody else.
No, that's
could be wife a possibility.
Wife is treating you bad. Just go. Don't go and just go. Get it over with. Find somebody you're happy with, and life is great.
Just go.
If you're a wife and you know that your husband has a chick on the side, go. Find somebody to be happy with. It's great.
You telling her to go find somebody?
I'm just putting answers out to the questions.
Okay.
If you're a side piece and you
you gotta make sure the side piece is all right.
I mean, unless you are a career side piece or whatever, then you stand and you stay and you get the
weather the storm,
the spoils. But yeah, if you're in a relationship with this dude and you find out he's married, go. Just go. It's done. It's no problem.
Yeah, or if you know he's married and you still want to stay there, hey, that's on you.
It's a lot of people that do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's a lot of people.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that's what makes it so hard to answer this question, because right. We don't know which angle to really mm-hmm. attack it from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's why I'm kind of just throwing out general
mm-hmm.
solutions for every angle of being. But
as you being a side piece,
I mean,
you being a side piece, and you know, you see the guy or the woman, whoever it is, and they make you feel happy when you're together, you know, and everything is beautiful, lovely, roses, sex is good, and then you go back to your life and do whatever you want to do. If that makes you happy, cool.
I mean, contrary to popular belief, you guys aren't the easiest people in the world to get along with. So having two of you isn't the end all be all.
Who's you guys?
You guys who?
I'm talking into a microphone, so whichever people are hearing.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
That was pretty sexist.
I know.
Thanks.
Anyway, let's see. Like I said, I think that men are sloppy anyway. So eventually he's going to be found out, whether it is the girlfriend that tells the wife, or the wife is finding or snoops and finding something out, or something's just going to happen. So unless it's just a, you know, win-win for him, that both, you know, the wife and the girlfriend know about each other and they really don't care. I mean, to me, that's like, I don't know, that almost seems like it's becoming realistic as well. You know, like real life for people, you know, that it's like, yeah, he has a girlfriend. I don't really care. He pays all the bills and he does X, Y, and Z. I don't really care. I get to, you know, go shopping and do everything I want to do. So I don't really care about it. But then you have, like we said, there could be so many different variables that you have the other side of it where it's like, you know, the girlfriend could be sticking around because he's saying, oh, I'm going to get a divorce. You know, our marriage is loveless and I don't really love her. I love you. Mm-hmm. So the girlfriend just kind of hangs around and hangs around and hangs around, you know, which that happens all the time.
The wife could be fucking up too.
Very well could be.
Yeah.
Go either way.
Very well could be. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's messing up. And like Tanya said, it's like maybe, you know, she knows people that are, you know, in bad marriages where it's like
they
maybe the husband,
the kids.
Right. The husband was abused or whatever. And, you know, so.
Crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I mean, supposedly, if you know, the way it goes is like if you're married, you're supposed to be with the person you're married to.
Yep.
If you're not happy, get a divorce. But I know a lot of guys that say, oh, it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
You know. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, these days, it's probably women out there saying it's cheaper to keep him, to be honest with you. So, so people, I think, are staying in marriages and aren't happy. But I don't know. Unfortunately, divorce is easy. So.
That brings me to another thought.
Not really.
Well.
That brings me to another thought. If I'm gonna ask, I guess everybody, if you're in that situation, right, where you're dating someone that's married, okay. Is there any proper way of them ending that situation that will give you the comfort that it won't be you next?
I think it's always going to be in the back of your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of people say the way you get someone, it's the way you'll lose them. So I don't know. I would think it would always be in the back. Hell, I'll say in my head. If I got someone through them being married and, you know, like if they were separated, that's one thing. But if they were still married, living in the same house, you know, I don't know. I would still always have that nagging feeling in the back of my head that maybe he was cheating on me.
So, okay, let me ask you, and I'm going to try to go through the scenario quickly. So you meet a guy kind of on the humble, not on a hookup, okay? And you guys have great conversation, blah, 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 never crossing any line or whatever. And once you guys are comfortable to have deeper conversations, you know, he tells you, you know, his situation at home, he's not happy, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And also tells you, not in the same conversation, but also tells you that he has an attraction for you and y'all's chemistry. If he were to, before anything ever happened with you all, ended that situation and then started doing more things with you or whatever, and you all start a relationship, would you then have it in the back of your mind? I mean, did he do that neatly and properly?
I think that, yeah. I think that that would definitely have been the better way to go. Yes, I agree.
Definitely.
That it would have been like, you know, nothing intimate happened. You know, we were just hanging out. Mm-hmm. You know, well, it could be emotions because, you know, some women think emotional cheating is just as bad as having, you know, intercourse. So, but if he ended the relationship and they were separated and he moved out and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we, you know, try to get on the path. Although, I mean, it may be honestly still a little too soon for him to like jump out of one relationship into another.
Right.
But at least I still wouldn't have that same nagging, you know, feeling in the back of my head. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I agree. Then you give yourself the chance to really become friends. Like, yeah. That's a good way to end it. Take care of your business. Come back. See me later.
Come back and see me later.
Come back. See me later. Yeah. Did you get rid of that problem?
Damn. Right.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, are we done with this part? Because I forgot I do have some feedback if nobody else has anything else to say.
Yeah, go on with feedback.
Okay. Not feedback. I'm sorry. On, you know, I always forget about iTunes. And I don't even remember to check Stitcher, but this was somebody who left us 5 stars on iTunes.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
So this is by The Pod Son. I love the IDS Network. I've been riding with them for over a year now, maybe two, and they are hella cool. I have now met them in person and I am personal friends with the crew, and I can tell you that they are 100% real. What you hear is what you get. There is no fronting at all. They are cool and down to earth as you can get. I wish them all much more and continued success. Love y'all. Dino Red from the Shiznit Show.
All right.
Thanks, Dino. No,
my man.
Thanks, boo.
D.Rojo.
DR. So I like to call him DR.
Cool.
Nice. Aww.
In the Shiznit Show.
Dino Red.
Every time I hear that, that always makes me laugh. And I have to say it back. In the Shiznit Show.
My dog.
My falsetto's not working, so I can't do the other one right now.
Wait, I forgot how it goes. Okay, nope.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm hanging on, dude.
Both of y'all.
I'm hanging on. Right,
both of y'all having a hard time today, huh?
No, function. I just can't hit the peaks. Okay. Not that.
Oh, okay. Oh, my. Not in the point. Welp. Okay.
Hey, I don't do this every day.
What? She's trying to say.
I'm here.
I don't do it every day.
I'm just good at what I do.
Ooh, well, guess she told me.
Oh,
and to that I have cool, nothing man. To say.
Oh, Jew.
Oh,
bust out. I did have one more listener feedback that came in.
Okay,
it said, "I always appreciate listening to the In Deep Show. I used to love very much when Doc used to do parodies like 6 years ago.
Damn, not six.
If he's ever going to do any more within the next decade, please let me know.
Is that real?
BN.
BN, Big B.
It's right here on the screen.
Big
right
B. Mm-hmm. Big B.
He typed that shit to himself.
It's right here.
It's right here, look.
He said the end.
I mean, I could have written like 30 of them for you by now, but you know how you are with your learning curve.
You was doing pretty good with yours. When you going to bring
them? Mine's are for specific situations.
Excuses?
Uh-huh. What specific situations?
Yeah, whatever.
Like when I had to body Moody. And end that whole podcast, Love Beef.
Love Beef.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. You don't know about the podcast Love Beef?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was tough love.
Yeah, and you know, it was like it started off as like just a little, you know, jaw-jacking back and forth, just talking shit to each other and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, then, you know, he started stepping out of bounds a little bit. Then I just had to body his ass. Mm. You know, he did a little show. You know, he did a little hangover.
It was a real feud, though, for a minute.
Wow.
I mean, not
until
real.
I ended
not
it.
A fun feud. Yes. I put it that way.
Yeah.
A fun feud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's acceptable. Mm-hmm.
Then I ended everything.
Ended everything.
Okay.
Everything. Well, everything.
Done, son.
Done.
Done, son.
Done.
Wow.
All right.
I can tell you more about that. I'll save it for later.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go take a little quick break. We're going to get into costumes and get the set up here.
Where's my Jerry Curl wig?
Right.
Or my afro.
Where's my hat? My colorful t-shirt. Hood Time is taped in front of a live podcast audience.
So happy about?
Yeah, Junior. Looks like Empire's getting ready to come back on, and you've got some milk for Cookie.
Yeah, Dad. We've been walking around here acting sillier than usual.
Well, my parental guidance figures. I found a woman that I think I want to marry.
Oh, boy. Junior, do you know how many times we heard this same damn song?
Yeah, Junior. You sing that song one more time, Marvin Gaye's family's gonna be coming after you too.
Yeah, Junior, tell us what's going on.
That was a good one, baby.
Okay, y'all have y'all laughs now, but I think she's the one.
Okay, Junior, what's her name?
Her name is Karina.
Mm-hmm. What's the name that you've given her, though?
Karina. The vacuum cleaner.
Junior, why the vacuum cleaner?
Well, Ma, because she can suck a...
That's enough, Junior.
Let me ask you something, Daddy.
Sure, son, what is it?
When you saw Ma for the first time, how did you know that she was the one?
Well, son, your mommy came on to me. I put it on her. Let me tell you.
Ray, I think you're starting to suffer from old-timer's disease.
Baby, don't you mean old-timer's?
No, Negro. I mean old-timer's, because you forgot you couldn't even get it up.
Baby, it wasn't that I couldn't get it up. I was trying to calculate how I was going to tackle all that ass.
Yeah, okay. Well, if your field goal kicker would have turned into a linebacker, you wouldn't have had a problem tackling all this ass.
Y'all cut it out. I don't want to hear about your butt or dad's restricted free agents. Are you going to answer my question or what?
Hey, how's my favorite ghetto family?
We're fine. It's lover boy we're all worried about.
Oh, Lord, what now?
He's tripping over some new thought.
Your mother's a thought.
What'd you say, Junior?
Lord, first Selma goes away for school. Now Junior's mouth gonna send his parents away for murder.
Look, I'm sorry, y'all. I really need to know how y'all feel about this, man. I think she's the one. And how will I know if she's the one? Y'all tell me.
Well, Junior, if she can do that thing you like Big Booty Judy did, I'm sure she's the one.
Yeah, you're right. Wait, how you know about that?
Did you forget? We sleep in the same bed. And when you have company, I act like I'm asleep.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackhead stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times. Get out of bed with your broke ass. Rent won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times.
Your man don't get it fucked up.
Good times.
Instagram and job searching.
Good times.
The part of Michael was played by Kmart.
Being black, being black, walking around, being black, being black, being black, walking around, being black.
All right, today's Being Black Moment is brought to you by the good Caucasians in downtown D.C.
Well.
So, as you guys know, I work at a nightclub. What you may not know about my nightclub is there's no signage or anything. It's sort of like a speakeasy in a sense. That it, you have to know where it is to know where you're going.
I still forget.
So, from time to time, there are nights where there are people that are like literally just standing around because they're completely lost. Their GPS has brought them to this place and they don't know that they haven't arrived. So, you know, we have to kind of like ask people from time to time, hey, are you looking for some place? You need any help or whatever? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, we're looking for 18th Street Lounge. You're like, well, it's right here. I'm like, this is it? Really? Anyway, this particular night, there was a group of people. I think it was about four or five white folks standing outside. And after a few minutes of them just standing there kind of looking lost, a co-worker went over and asked if they needed any help or whatever. And they were like, oh, no, we're coming into the 18th Street Lounge. We're just waiting for the last member of our group to arrive. So about 15, 20 minutes later, this gentleman comes from inside. And he comes outside and he was like, hey, guys, yo, I'm here. I've been upstairs. And they were like, oh, you beat us all here? And I was like, wait a minute. Did they just CPT time this nigga? Like, they just assume he right. was going to be late the late for, one late in the group.
Wow.
So that moment confirmed to me that that was a...
Black, being black.
Moment.
Yeah, I'm going to co-sign that one. Yeah. Confirmed. Don't automatically assume all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling y'all, my friend's always late.
We late to our functions, not yours.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Because we know y'all give away good gifts and shit at y'all functions, so we won't be there first.
Right. And yeah, I want a good seat. So.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Y'all get y'all shit together. Stop blaming us for shit.
Right.
But we gotta get out of here. It's late.
Yeah.
She's slumping over there in her chair.
Drink.
Not slumping.
Yeah, I did that to her.
They did that to me.
You weren't there?
Oh, you correct. Were.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
You too.
She's the one that said, no, let's do these quadruple kamikaze shots.
Jeez. I did not tell that dude to do that.
That was and a kamikaze drink minus the ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was like three. I was like, why would you give somebody a hot ass
don't mess with
like,
them too.
Kamikaze shot? Like,
and by the third one, we realized.
I was like, why would you do that?
How many shots did we do in all?
What? I don't know what y'all did before I got there.
No, just we didn't a beer.
Yeah, we just had beers.
Let's see. It was a fireball. The fireball. Cider shot.
Two of those. No, it was only one.
And then we did Flame and Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yes.
With the 151 in it. I didn't know 151 was in a Flame of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Ugh. I didn't want to tell him I knew what was in it. It's amaretto, 151, and missing one thing.
All right.
And then on fire. Right. Which I was, and beer. I mean, it was like a bomb. Right. I was really scared to blow that joint out. I was like, I'm going to catch myself on fire.
But we did one more after that. Then wasn't there something else we did after that?
No, couldn't drink any more beer.
Right. Okay, so we did two. We only did two of the bombs. We did two bombs.
Two bombs.
Getting sick.
And then what? Three kamikaze drink
two.
Slash I'm a fake like this is
two.
Two?
Two. So but I mean, well, he did them pretty much like doubles though.
Mm.
That last one was almost like a triple. Yeah. Right. And like I said, then it was hot. I'm like, hi, what? Why, sir? Why? Not a little bit
That's
of ice.
Why I don't remember anything.
Oh, there had to be one in between.
One more. There was one more.
I had bullet, and you guys did something else.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it was a kamikaze. It was three kamikaze shots.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. Because it was like
right. Because you ordered that last kamikaze.
Right.
On the sneak.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I'm outing you because they blame me for it.
I didn't realize it was sneak.
I blame you both, actually.
Right.
Yeah, but it was. It was three, because on the first one.
Starting again.
The first one, I had bullet.
Right.
And then we did two kamikaze shots. Yeah. Well, I did two.
My mouth is getting watery.
Don't do it. She should know her last birthday. Come on, man. There are pictures.
This has been back-to-back birthdays.
Exactly. There are pictures that exist with her.
I just came to have a beer. And then,
like I said, I don't know how many beers they had before I got there.
And it was on and popping.
Queens and house, L's in session.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Last year, Mark, we dragged her all the way to Baltimore.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, last year.
Where the drinks are cheap.
Yeah, it was a little different last year.
And 80s music.
Oh, It was way more shots.
We might have did like 8 or 9 shots of pizza.
It was a lot.
Night.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I left them last night, and I had 2 Bullet Ride ginger ales. Then I left there and had 4 raspberry stolen 7-Ups.
That's why your ass was in the gutter. Right. Hugging a pizza.
Hugging right. a pizza.
I was like, God.
Wow.
But you know, the good thing about stuff like that is you don't remember parts of your commute. So it like feels like it was so much shorter. Because it felt like it took me 5 minutes to get home. Because it's like every time I blinked, I was like 10 miles further down the road.
Oh, gosh. Just blinked or fell asleep. Okay. Tomato, tomato.
You know how they
say blink.
Tomato, you know how they tomato, say sleep potato. Is the cousin of death. You know, the blink is the tomato, cousin tomato, of
potato,
sleep.
Tomato, potato, potato. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right then.
It's not safe.
Very well.
Doctor.
Well, all right.
2 finger, 1 finger.
Oh, shit. I'm caught up in y'all. Y'all got me caught up in y'all thing yesterday. That's cool, though. That's cool. That's cool that y'all enjoyed it and you got back home safely.
Yes. Amen.
Two fingers for that. Let me see. 2 fingers for all our listeners who give us their feedback and all that kind of good stuff and our questions and all that stuff. Let me see. 1 finger to the heat. It was hot as a motherfucker out there today.
The humidity is back.
No bullshit. And I'm losing so much goddamn weight. I try to eat and eat and eat. But my job, being on that hot truck and in that sun, I mean, all day long.
How come you don't have your booty shorts on today? Like, what is going on?
Well, this is work shit. This is my work.
Thing. Oh, that's why.
You know. Right. Then I was...
Maybe next week you'll have on the booty shorts.
Wait a minute. Okay. You said that's work stuff.
Yeah, I don't have no uniform.
What company is that?
That's the company that do our uniforms.
Touché, nigga. Touché.
Don't worry about it. I'm on the same shit. I'm just waiting for my driver to bring me my shit.
Okay, oh, God, very well.
Well, okay.
Very well.
Yeah.
T-Money.
Okay. 2 fingers to you guys. For having me here, for hanging out with me for my birthday again.
Yeah.
That's woo-woo. So much love.
Woo-woo. We try.
Beautiful thing.
And 1 finger to the asshole in the very nice stingray today that cut me off and almost made me crash.
Oh, God.
Oh.
But he had a nice car, so I didn't, you know, get out and
whoop his ass.
You said you didn't wobble out and... didn't stumble out your vehicle and slur him to death.
I
didn't drink today and it was last night.
Right.
Can you imagine still being drunk? Like,
imagine.
Y'all are not still drunk, right?
No, the spinning really did just come back.
Did you not see ginger ale all night?
I wasn't sure if that was mixed with something else, though.
Straight ginger.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with you.
All right. Well,
so yeah.
Yeah, I got to get my hydration game up.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how you do it.
Quinny, put him in the air.
All right. 2 fingers to Miss Tanya. 2 years in a row. Happy birthday, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to hang out. I mean, I'll also say 2 fingers for me walking out of there okay. And going
but
home
you know,
okay.
You're one of the best. Thank you for that. You are one of the best that I know at masking any possible intoxication.
You know what? I learned a long time ago.
Just
maintain your composure.
Or just act drunk all the time and we'll never know.
I don't do that. I was like, sir.
I think there's only one time where I can say for sure I was like, oh, she fucked up.
Fucked up or was I buzzed?
I think it was a little bit more than you weren't like really? Fucked up like
because never
no I no, haven't
that's not
but there's one time that I like, knew for sure
I think
tell it
this is what we should times. Do on IDS tomorrow. So was it like one of those moments? I mean, I'll be honest,
not
maybe
quite,
I was because I don't remember
there.
Tell us, man. Just stall us out, Debo.
I don't remember like where we went out drinking somewhere. And I just remember, I can just remember points of the night looking at her like,
but you know what, see, even if I am, like seriously, I believe in water. I believe in hydration.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then get myself together.
Man, and you did the same thing Tanya did.
No, I said get myself together. No, I didn't go like this. It was not. Doc. It wasn't a down and open.
It was like halfway.
It was one-handed.
It was on the way down, and then it went out.
I didn't go like open.
She didn't.
Down.
She didn't go.
No, no, no. She didn't do the plume.
I said I believe in hydration.
Now, every time you do it, you come up a little.
Said I believe in hydration.
Right. I said I believe in.
I wasn't like. Boosh. Okay. Or boosh. All right. Anyway, so back. Let me see. I would like to give to the women's soccer team for beating.
Yes.
Japan.
All right.
Beating the world. We won.
Yes. How about that?
Woo woo. Yeah. Beating
the world.
Beating that ass. Beating that ass. Let's see. And one finger. Do I even have a one finger? I don't know. I don't really have a one finger.
And there's some pretty women too.
We
had a team that actually, us, the Swedes, off the top, that actually looked like we didn't have to do any DNA tests.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. Jeff, the goalie for Japan, I was like, wait a minute.
Dude.
Wait a minute.
Ma'am.
Wait a minute.
Dude. Our young sir. Child fat.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. One finger to my. No.
I get that little boy off the field.
Right.
Can we please locate the entire men's Japan soccer team right now?
Right.
While this game is going on.
How about that?
All right. Oh, thank you for stalling for me. One finger to Bill Cosby and his Benadryl pudding pops and admitting that he actually drugged someone.
Put it in the pudding.
I call this one the Benadryl before I Benadryl.
You.
Well, all right.
Anyway, well, sorry.
That's interesting. Yeah, I wonder if people have changed their outlook on that now. Maybe I'll ask.
Anyway, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I would like to give two fingers to a very strong and healthy functioning liver. For without it, I would not be able to be here with you today.
Amen to that.
All right.
I would also like to give two fingers to good friends. Makes the world go round.
That was kind of special.
And I would like to give one finger to fake motherfucking friends that send you messages that want to know how you're doing when really what they're doing is trolling for information as to what's going on in your life.
Welp.
And they really don't care how. They just need information to go back to your place of employment and spread around.
Okay.
So thank you to those people too. Well, you,
not specific at all.
You heathens make us special people shine even brighter.
Like a diamond.
Oh my God, before we go, can we talk about Rihanna's video? You just reminded me of Rihanna.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh my, you
haven't? I haven't seen it.
We'll watch it right after.
What is wrong with y'all?
I forgot to.
Bitch, better have my money. Y'all didn't watch that video?
I forgot to pull
that
it up the other day.
That shit was hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure
I said
it was
cinematic hotness. It
just
really
from
was.
That trailer, I was like,
And I don't watch videos. You know, I don't really listen to the radio. I watch WTOP. Okay. I mean, I listen and watch, but like seriously, like that video was some like shit, and it took a turn that I didn't realize it was going to take. So I was like, super cool.
Awards.
Yeah, I did.
So you did see the trailer.
We talked about it last
week. I mean, but it was only like a little snippet. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, compared to the whole video. Come
okay,
on,
yeah, I gotta
man.
See that.
Yeah, y'all gotta see this video.
Because I kept telling myself the other day, I was like, Tanya, don't forget to look at the video.
I'm just saying, you have to see like the adult version too. It's like titties too. I'm like, damn, Rihanna.
Can we watch it and not have
okay. Well, I mean, they already. Well, everybody that's listening.
I know, but they
everybody,
have
I'm like, just saying. I just said it was titties. I didn't say who's titties or what happened.
It's all surprising whatever. When they see it.
Okay,
all
right, very well. Titties.
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 Put them on the glass.
Titties.
Titties.
Well, we have to get out of here. But always, in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Now I want all of you out of my garden.